This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. To slow the spread of this pandemic, nations around the world have eliminated or severely restricted travel. In addition, airlines have drastically cut local and global flights. Still, some people are flying, and we talked to a few to find out why. This section of DFW Airport's Terminal D is mostly but not entirely deserted. Roughly half the flights out of this airport have been canceled due to travel bans and people too afraid to take off. Private first class Marius Frencic isn't one of them.
My parents' concerns were that if I'm traveling like out in an airport, they were concerned that I could get it. But overall, like, I'm not too concerned about it just because I feel like, you know, stuff like washing my hands and being sanitary is kind of like, it was kind of instilled at boot camp too. Like, we always washed our hands, never touch your face, all that kind of stuff.
The 19-year-old Marine was supposed to post to Japan until COVID-19 made Okinawa off limits. So now he's on his way to his new base in California. Frencic was flying through Dallas after visiting his parents and friends.
Overall, we were kind of like in small groups. We didn't really go out in like huge parties or anything like that. So like we weren't too worried about it. Like a bonfire kind of like event. Nothing really like in a public place or anything.
Huddling around a cozy bonfire might have been too close for some, like Rick Del Monte. The 65-year-old Dallas resident flew to Asheville with his wife over spring break to see her 90-year-old parents and her sister. They also saw their nephew, a college-age kid who continued to party with his friends.
Even though they were saying they were going to be very careful, every day they'd head out and say, we're just going to kick a soccer ball around, we're going to do something, whatever. And they're not irresponsible kids, but there's definitely just a very different attitude if you're 21, 22 years old, as opposed to if you're 65 or 90.
Peter Dawson is 71. The competitive target shooter is returning home to Brisbane, Australia, after rifle and pistol contests here were canceled. He planned to stay into April until Qantas Airlines fired off this message. It'll stop flights at the end of the month.
Everyone's got to get home. You know, I mean, we're all being locked down. So when I get back, I'll be locked down for 2 weeks. They declared that, I mean, within a few days of me leaving, all overseas returnees were going to be quarantined.
Frances Jorge's not worried about a quarantine yet. When she heads home to Tampa, the thing is, she's not sure if it'll be by plane.
But they keep canceling flights, though, because I'm supposed to leave Saturday, and they just canceled my flight.
Jorge flew here with her husband last week to help their daughter, who just got laid off.
When she did all the interviewing, she did it in Tampa, Florida, because the position was here. So she came to live here, supposed to start training this past week. They told her that she didn't no longer have a job because they canceled so many flights. So now she has to look for another job, but she needed a car.
And family is thicker than the virus. Assuming she gets a flight, Jorge is not worried about a crowded jet. She, like the others we talked to, said there were enough empty seats to keep a safe distance between passengers. I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.